First of all, it was one of the first engines I'd seen at close quarters. I used to go down to Barnbymore and Sutton from a very, very small age. I remember I sort of, you know, pushed in my pram or whatever it was when I was very, very small indeed. The first engine I saw really sort of close up was 4472 at the Wembley Exhibition, 1924 or 5, I don't know which year it was, but I would either have been 4 or 5, because I was born in 1920, so I was either 4 or 5 years old, and able to sort of have a look at this engine. I think I was actually able to climb into the cab, but that may be sort of wishful thinking over the years. I certainly imagined that I did. But I mean, that had been the special engine. Then, of course, in 1928, by that time I was an 8-year-old and reasonably with it as regards railways. And they started running the train, of course, the first non-stop run, May the 1st, 1928, with a corridor tender. And all the press photographs were of 4472 with the corridor tender. And one way and another, and then, of course, a few years after that, touching the 100 mile an hour. I often wonder how much they sort of had to bend the graph, but anyway, they managed to stretch it to 100 miles an hour for about 500 yards, apparently. Yes, but anyway, there we go. Right. And so one way and another, it seemed to me, far the sort of, well, to me it was the star locomotive, even though it didn't have a great reputation among the engine men, I believe. It wasn't regarded as a particularly good engine.